Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Wake up!
Why should I?
It's a beautiful morning, the sun is shining.
I hate the sun.
Oh, I hate Mondays.
I hate everything about it.
You hate everything.
Yep.
Oh, well, let me make you some coffee.
I don't want coffee.
I hate coffee.
Aha! I knew it! You hate my coffee!
Hate is a strong word, and accurate.
Is this a show?
Why, yes, it is.
Then let's start with the most important part.
Showtime.
Yeah, let's do that. I'm sorry, everybody's just waking up.
I know.
Okay, yeah, it's Monday. Monday, kicking off a brand new work week. Looking forward to the long holiday weekend.
Yes.
Mike and Carla Morning Show, show number 1,800 and I believe 89.
Yes, I do believe you're right.
For those people keeping track, along with our producer, Morty, who is working from home diligently.
Yes, he is.
Diligently.
Holy moly.
So, you know what? We always say we're going to check in with him, and we will do that this morning.
Yes, we will.
As we kick off graduation week.
Yeah, it is, boy.
For a lot of kids.
Yeah, and I know it's going over the next couple weeks.
Right.
Like, pretty much throughout the country and throughout the state, so... In whatever way, you know, in whatever way.
Don't know how many kids are looking forward to it, but.
Yeah, listen, you still finished. You still got there.
Yeah.
You're still graduating, and you got your whole life ahead of you, man. This is temporary.
Yeah.
Got your whole life ahead of you.
All right.
God, to go back and be 18. Are you kidding me?
And as they would say, and know what I know now.
Oh, you know what? I don't even want to know what I know now. No way. I want to go back to being 18.
It didn't help.
No.
It didn't help.
No, I don't want to know all this stuff.
Man. All right. Well, we have a busy show. Lots of things going on. And, of course, I know you had a great weekend down in the B.C.
Yeah, down in the B.C. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, it was fun. It was nice. Did the Chili Jillies, went to the park. Got a growler over at, Boulder Dam Brewing?
Yeah.
Got a growler over there. It was kind of cool.
And actually saw somebody that you work with that you haven't seen in months.
I haven't seen him in months. I said, I got to come out here to see you. Are you kidding me?
Hopefully everybody else had a nice weekend. Sunshine and windy today and tomorrow. High today, 88, 76 the high. Tomorrow, 72 now. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Gosh, there was a lot of stuff on TV last night. I had mentioned last week Taylor Swift was doing a concert that aired and apparently did very well in the ratings. Millions watched it. And thousands of cats, I'm sure, turned in as well. Jeez. Yes. The American Idol finale. I actually watched some of that. That was really good.
Mm-hmm.
They did the new version of We Are the World, Mike, and it actually sounded good. We can play it. We can play it a little later, but it sounded pretty good.
I just have a clip of it.
Okay.
Listen to this. Right, Cyndi Lauper.
Yes, but it's, as you can hear, it sounds really good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a song. Everybody takes a little verse and does it, and then you all harmonize, and they did that well. It sounded good.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they had some, you know, some big past Idol contestants. Jordan Sparks, Catherine McPhee, Kelly Pickler.
Wow.
Phillip Phillips. Reuben Studdard, Scotty McCreery, which that voice you know anywhere. I'm not a country fan, but I could pick his voice out of, it was good. It was really good. It really was
so that's
very
the modern
good.
Version of We Are the World.
It was really good.
How weird was it for Lionel Richie, though?
I know.
He was probably expecting the,
I know. I kind of expected him to just maybe just lip sync his own stuff. Maybe just start it up.
Maybe.
Just kick that on. I'll lip sync. Another bit of sound, of course, it is graduation time. Hugh Jackman, there were a lot of celebrities that came out and did speeches for the graduating class of 2020. Hugh Jackman gives two pieces of advice, very important.
To the graduating class of 2020, congratulations. And I have one major piece of advice for you. Listen to Oprah about everything. Oh, and one more thing. Wear sunscreen.
Oh.
I mean, just wear it.
Yeah.
Listen to Oprah. Wear sunscreen. I love it. And listen, a couple of sad notes from the weekend. Fred Willard died on Friday. Natural causes, 86 years old. Of course, you knew him in those movies, Best in Show, which was just awesome. A Mighty Wind. I don't know if you ever saw that Mike. Okay, you should. As well as Anchorman. Everybody loves Raymond.
Yes.
And recently, Modern Family. He played Phil's father on Modern Family. Also last week, some of you sports guys may remember Phyllis George.
What?
Yes, she passed away of a pretty rare blood disorder that she had battled with for quite some time. 70 years old. Best known for, of course, co-hosting NFL Today, and she was also Miss America in 1971 and the First Lady of Kentucky for a few years.
And such a crush on her.
She was
That's
beautiful.
The only reason I would watch.
Oh, she was beautiful. NFL. She really was. Really beautiful. Right. I hadn't heard that name in so long, but yeah, a couple of sad notes there. In the meantime, listen, Mike said, long weekend this weekend. You want to listen to us over the weekend? You can. 96.3kklz.com for now.
You had mentioned that modern version of We Are the World.
Yes.
By American Idol artists. Headed up by, of course, Judge Lionel Richie.
Yes, right.
We're going to post the entire song on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page, as well as the Facebook page, so you can hear the whole thing. But if you want to see a great version of that song,
my gosh,
a good friend of yours.
Yeah, he passed away a couple of years ago. A comedian named Kevin Meaney.
Mm-hmm.
And just type in Kevin Meaney, We Are the World. It will come up. I'll post a link to it. It's one of the funniest things you will ever see. He does the whole song, and you'll see why it's one of the funniest things
Thought
you've ever
so
seen.
Funny. The last time I had seen him was in San Francisco. We were in San Francisco at a comedy club. We were there, and I said, oh, my God, Kevin Meaney's at this comedy club. So we went to go see him. And hilarious and just so funny. But if you want to see his version, again, let's post that.
Yeah, I will do that.
Best version ever. Billy Idol, Moni Moni.
Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Great music helps me in the morning because it helps me get motivated, get me started, get me on my way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
6:39, Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. Every once in a while, we have a couple of COVID-19 inspirational songs. Last week, we played some, like, homegrown stuff.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of celebrities came out with their own. This is a couple of artists. This is from Alice Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
This is Alice Cooper, and I believe the song, the name of the song is Together.
Okay.
Is that what it is? Hold on. Right. I want to make sure. Yes, Together. Okay. Listen to Alice Cooper.
Yeah, I know you're struggling right now. We all are, in different ways. It's like a new world that we don't even know. It's hard to sleep, even harder to dream. But look, you got 7 billion brothers and sisters all in the same boat. So don't panic. Life has a way of surviving and going on and on.
I think he just talks through the whole thing.
Yeah, this was...
We sure don't break easy.
Morty, you're listening.
Oh, here it is.
Cope when you're just hoping there's hope.
Who is... Whose music bed is this, Morty? Can't remember. Is it Weezer? I think it's Weezer.
Oh, it might be.
I think it's Weezer's music bed. Yeah.
So Weezer music, but Cooper,
I think so, yeah.
Cooper words.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's
Let
called.
Let me know, Morty. I know you're listening.
That's called Together by Alice Cooper.
Yeah, cool.
And then I want to play you one more, but I'm not going to tell you who it is. See if you can guess who this is. Here it is. And then, by the way, this is called. This is called Together.
Uh-oh. Oh, wait, no. Wait a second. Hold on.
I don't know.
It's something. Anyhow, yeah.
Here
listen.
Here it is.
Distance will keep us together. Protect us now. Save us forever. Being apart is so very hard. It hurts my soul. It hurts my heart.
Can you guess who it is?
No, but it sounds like it's from Coronavirus, the musical.
It does. It really does. It's very... young girly, actually.
Write down who you think it is.
Very young girly.
We hear it again?
You want to hear it again?
Yeah.
All right, hold on for a second. Here it is.
Distance will keep us together. Protect us now. Save us forever. Being apart is so very hard. It hurts my soul. It hurts my heart.
All right.
It's a tough one. It's somebody older than I think, but it sounds a little... Well, I don't know. You want me to write it down?
Yeah, write it down. John, what did you write down?
I wrote down Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
No.
No. No. Only because that's not... I can't hear that in her voice. And I don't really hear this in her voice either. It's an older person, but it sounds a little like I said Selena Gomez.
Anybody else? A couple of things. Alice Cooper's song, Don't Give Up.
Yes.
You were thinking it was Weezer.
Yeah, it sounds a little like Weezer's Sweater song, but the one that Morty, thank you, helped me out with, it's not a surf. The song's called Popular.
Okay.
That's exactly.
The song that the artist we need you to guess, though, this is her song called Together. Listen to this.
But you know.
The song is called Together. Who do you think that is? Robin's on the phone. Robin, go ahead.
I'm thinking it's one of the Broadway babes, either Idina Menzel or Kristen Chenoweth.
That's a good guess.
It is a good guess.
There you go.
But I think you'll be surprised when we tell you who the artist is.
Uh-huh.
Victor, who do you think it is?
I think it might be Katy Perry.
Yeah. Another great guess, but no. And like Robin, before you, I think you're going to be surprised when we tell you who it is.
All right.
Here it is one more time, a little bit.
But you know it's the right thing, and distance will keep us together.
And the name of the artist is Pat Benatar.
Yeah, little Patty Benatar.
Not sounding much like Pat Benatar.
No.
But that's who put the song out.
Yes,
and it's called Together. Sounds great. Boston, More Than a Feeling. No, sunshine, windy today, tonight, and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Gusty winds, they say.
I know, man.
High of 88 today, 76 tomorrow, 72 right now. Our friend Chrissy's on the phone. How are you, Chrissy?
I am well, thank you. And it's Monday.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Yes, it is, Chrissy.
Well, last Monday was a good working day, so today is my Starbucks. Oh, my gosh. Then I'm going to get my car washed, and then I'm going to go to work.
Excellent. Enjoy the normal.
You know what? My husband's birthday is tomorrow, and he's playing golf, so I'm treating myself to Starbucks today.
Good.
No, well, he's 60.
Oh.
So that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Listen to that. Listen, no judgment. He's 60.
But see, I'm only going to be 49, so he's 11 years older than I am.
But
that
song that you guys played, is it Christina Aguilera?
No, Chrissy, it was Pat Benatar.
Yep.
So weird.
I know, because it's so subdued. It's not rocker Pat. It's
no,
not even
it's
opera
not.
Pat.
No, it's not.
I know.
Yeah, I don't think anybody guessed who it was.
Man. No, they did not.
So don't feel bad.
I don't feel bad.
Okay, good. Have a great day, Chrissy.
You too. Bye-bye, guys.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
We didn't even have time to ask her about Days of Our Lives.
I know. Oh, don't you worry.
We'll catch up.
A lot of stuff happening on there. I can fill you in on that.
Okay.
Too. Hey, listen, if and when Major League Baseball starts again, no high fives, no fist bumps, hugs, tobacco use, chewing sunflower seeds, or spitting. Can't, unless it's at the Houston Astros, then you can spit, but...
That's okay.
Yes, and that's all right. They're processing about 10,000 coronavirus test kits per week.
Oh.
So that's good, and they're including a lot of athletes, of course, in that.
Well,
now,
if you can't do any of that stuff, what are you going to do during the baseball game?
Just get hits and you make runs. That's what you do.
Oh,
that's what you
okay.
do. Yes, I know.
Wow.
This is sad to me. 69% of couples say they are actually having less sex than usual. During the quarantine, they just didn't have as much. Now, experts say it's because the anxiety over the situation affected people's sex drives.
Oh.
So, yeah, only 30% of them maybe having more. I'm sure there were others who were undecided, as they do with those polls. I don't know. What do you think? And listen to this. I only get to do this joke when things align.
Okay.
So get it right. It's Tropical Storm Arthur heading for the East Coast.
Yeah.
So, and meteorologists say its location is right now is between the moon and New York City. Get her! I could only do that once in a while.
Doesn't happen
there's
very
an
often.
Arthur and an East Coast or a New York. That's but do be careful because Arthur is heading for the East Coast. But
seriously,
seriously,
okay, all right,
seriously, yeah. You think we're gonna have wind? Listen, just be careful, East Coast people. It's Monday. Few things you should know. Sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
During the Stay Home initiative, a lot of people, Carla, a lot of people are saying not only are they finding out more about their spouse and their family, but they're finding out about their neighbors.
Yeah, and some research has been done, and people are saying that their neighbors, they're strained relationships now because they've learned too much. People who live in apartments.
Right.
Even people who live in houses, they hear their neighbors, you know, just doing things.
Doing whatever.
Yeah, doing things they don't want to hear, or just hearing everything is too loud.
Right.
And too often. It's bad. And one woman in the article is actually quoted as saying, my downstairs neighbor has never had more hookups than he has during quarantine. So, yeah. Yeah, it's, I've noticed that, I mean, I see my neighbors a lot. You know, yeah. When you see them often and you don't know, do I say hi, do I wave? I've seen them a lot. And we've all just, now we just zip past each yeah. other. It's like, I'm not even going to wave or say right. hi now. I
told you about the neighbors across the street from us that I think have moved into stage 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
Of that relationship being in quarantine, they're right. just yelling.
Yeah, see, exactly.
Just yelling.
Exactly. Another one of mine, they've had a garage sale every weekend since quarantine began.
Right.
Haven't sold a thing because nobody wants to come over. You can't get your finger in their garage.
Well, the couple I was talking about, you know, and then when you see them,
yeah.
Oh, hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Oh, Mike's outside.
We're
yeah.
fabulous.
Yeah.
Anybody else in that same situation? What have you found out about your neighbor that maybe you didn't know before this whole thing started?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. You may not have seen them before,
right.
you know?
Because you hear a lot about these neighborhoods. You know, they sit out on the front lawn right. now. They're waving. They're having
yeah.
picnics and right. parades and everything else.
I know.
Might be the opposite for you, but 702-739-9636. Text or call in, KKLZ Talk Text Lines, powered by Centennial Toyota. Are you going through that with your neighbors right now? I thought we knew them.
Yeah, I know. What are they doing?
I guess we don't.
Oh, God, plug your ears.
It's kind of bizarre. Bengals.
Rise and shine.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so during this quarantine, they say that more and more people are finding out things, whether they like it or not, about their neighbors. Some good, some mm-hmm. not so good.
Yeah.
So have you been in that situation where you really didn't know your neighbors or thought you knew your neighbors, and all of a sudden during this quarantine stay-at-home thing, you're going, oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, ugh.
Yeah, right? Actually, I don't want to say names because some people might get in trouble.
Yeah.
One of our listeners, he said, I'm not much on meeting the neighbors, but my wife can't help herself. She ends up meeting everyone. Now she's helped someone move, had to help another with their unemployment, and one's developed a stalker. She's a stalker.
Oh.
She has a crush on my wife or something. Every time we pull in, hey, I see you just drove up. Let's do something. Sheesh, come on.
Well, what are you going to do?
I know.
They're quarantined.
I know, exactly.
Okay.
Another one says, guy two houses down from me, he's been married 3 times, went into great detail about his relationships. I avoid him now. I don't blame you, my friend. I don't blame you. Now, one of our listeners mentioned, I live alone, work a lot. Stuff keeps popping up out of place outside, like mm-hmm. damage here and there.
Yep.
Since the quarantine, though, I've gotten to know my neighbors, and they've gotten to know me and my situation. We've all started watching out for each other, you know, a bunch of guardian angels. And that's a good thing. That
oh,
really
okay.
is a good thing.
Well,
yeah, there's been
then.
Some good. Yeah.
All right. Vicky, what about you?
She lives a couple doors or houses down from us, and she works on furniture in her driveway and will have her radio outside.
Mm-hmm.
And she sings over the sound of the sanders and drills and stuff and the radio.
Oh, wow.
And she can sing. She even puts a sign up in her driveway that apologizes for her singing. So even she knows. How bad it is.
Oh, she can't sing.
No, she cannot sing, Mike.
Oh, okay.
Apparently she even warns the rest of the neighbors.
Well, at least there's a warning.
I know, that's actually pretty funny.
Yes.
That's good. I like that.
Okay,
good for
very
her.
Good. Evelyn, what about you? What's going on with your neighbor?
Well,
I have this idiot. I'm pretty sure he's just learning how to ride his motorcycle. So he drives it around the block about 30 times a day.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's obnoxious. Because I don't think he really knows what he's doing. So it's like, stop and go, stop and go, stop and go, stop and go.
All right.
I would rather listen to my kids all day than to listen to that thing go around the block.
No, don't go that far.
We have a couple of houses down. There's never any problem, but they do have motorcycles, and sometimes they think of our subdivision as a track.
Yeah.
And they just keep going around.
I have kids who ride a little teeny, like, dirt bikey thing also in my neighborhood, and that is the, like, a higher pitch.
Wee, wee, wee.
Oh, it's so annoying.
Wee, wee.
And then they speak, too, and that.
It's that annoying, right? Wee. All right. Getting back to the topic of people finding out more maybe than they want to know about their neighbors.
Yes,
and people texting in.
Oh, my gosh. One of our neighbors said, my neighbors smoke a lot of pot. A lot. It's like Woodstock outside my place. Oh, my gosh. Now, one of them, and I have to be very...
Delicate?
Well, yes. Now, she says, my youngest daughter lives in an apartment complex here in town. And she has a neighbor who gets violently ill each morning around 7 a.m.
Oh.
And she's not sure how to handle the situation. Should she speak to him, let him know that she hears him, or just stay quiet and endure the sounds? I mean, maybe
slip a note underneath the door.
Just saying, are you okay?
Yeah, but what's going on? I'm
just
worried.
Just checking.
I can hear you every freaking day at 7 o'clock.
Oh, that's not pleasant.
No.
Ooh, what a way to wake up. That's breakfast time, too.
See, yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay. All right, Decky's on the phone. Decky, where do you live?
I live out on the very edge of town. So I have like 500 acres, but the closest people to me is probably about 3 acres over. And my husband let me know that they could probably see me walking around the garden naked, so I probably should put my dress on. So...
Oh... And by the way, we should say she lives outside Mesquite.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
That's what I learned.
Decky, you're like the best neighbor ever.
Well, you got to remember, I'm almost 70, so we'll leave it at that.
So what, girl? So what? Good. Flaunt it. Flaunt it, honey. Decky, are you like drive through to the other side coming from Vegas?
I come in like Speedway, and my office is right there by Mountain View Hospital.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
But if I were to see you, where would I be driving?
Mike's wondering, Decky.
You would have to come to Mesquite, make a right, and go out to Scenic, and I'm up on the mountain.
Okay.
Bring the binoculars.
Yes, exactly.
The whole canyon mountain.
Decky, you're awesome, man. Keep whatever it takes to keep you going.
Good. You guys be able to take care.
I'm just writing down the directions. A young sounding 70-year-old. You're almost 70. Damn. So, yeah, you never know what you're going to find out when you look outside towards your neighbors, especially living on 5 acres.
Yeah, that's what mine say.
One thing we want to play for you a little bit later on this hour. We haven't done it in a while, but for those people who have never heard it before, the senseless surveys.
Yes. Yeah.
And we got some numbers, so we're going to be doing some new ones. But for those people that haven't heard it.
Yeah, I kind of held off, over the last couple months. Yeah.
The first one we did.
Yeah, this
or
is the very
you
first
did,
one.
I should say.
Right. It's the very first one.
Kathleen Pawlewski.
Oh, gosh. Yes, I miss it.
We'll do that in about 15, 20 minutes. Sunshine, windy today and tomorrow. 88 the high today, 76 tomorrow, 74 outside right now. Another take on some entertainment news with Carla.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this is interesting. Phoebe Buffay, of course, Lisa Kudrow, interviewed recently. She was asked about all the criticism around the lack of diversity on Friends. And she said, you know, for the 90s, that show was pretty progressive. Some things I didn't think about, she mentioned. There was a guy whose wife discovered she was gay and pregnant, and they raised a child together. We also had surrogacy on the show, and at the time, that was pretty progressive, and it absolutely was.
Yeah.
She said if it was done today, no way would there be an all-white cast. But if you look at it now, it's kind of a time capsule. You know, if you look back, that show started in the early 90s. So I would have to agree with her there, you know. Show gets a lot of criticism from younger people.
But
saying that it was... It was of
I guess
that
I
time.
Get it.
I don't but if it's at all.
Well, no. I get it, but there are people, groups of people that hang out together.
Oh, yeah.
That aren't diverse.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what that show is about.
Sure. But a lot of the criticism comes from the making fun of Monica because she was fat.
Oh, I see.
And
what
that type
saying.
Of stuff. Okay. It's like, really? Oh, well, all right.
But people do that.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's your point.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But you're right. You're right, though. I mean, it was, again, almost 30 years ago that show,
wow,
started.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know. There is an authorized Buddy Holly biopic in the works. It's called Clear Lake. Now, he died back in 1959. The plane crash was outside of Clear Lake, Iowa. The producer says the undertone of the story is how black, Hispanic, and white artists came together on the first truly integrated music tour that kind of started breaking down those color barriers. He said in much the same way that Jackie Robinson did in professional baseball. I would see that. I'm always fascinated by Buddy Holly, and I often wonder where he would have been had he not, you know, died in that plane crash, if he would have gone on.
In rock history,
yes,
where he would.
Exactly.
Although very, very revered, and everybody knows about Buddy Holly.
Oh, yeah.
But if he would have lived, where he would have ended up.
Because he had a real unique sound at the time, and you wonder.
And
you
how that would have progressed.
Yes. If you watched last night, you saw the last two episodes of The Last Dance, Michael Jordan.
Oh.
Well, he's, you know, more popular than ever. Another pair of his signed Air Jordan 1 sneakers auctioned off for $560,000 over the weekend. A pair of his signed cleats, minor league baseball cleats, sold for almost $100,000. So,
with everything going on, that's what people are spending their money on.
I know it. Somebody has money. And this is just...
How many people were surprised at the end what happened?
Yeah, I know, weren't you?
Oh, my God, they won.
What do you mean they won? Hold on. Oh, my gosh. This is a travesty, and I would think everyone would agree with me. The classic Blake Edwards movie, 10.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that? We were all introduced to Bo Derek in that movie. Great movie, hilarious movie. Well, somebody's remaking it. Ugh.
Why? Why would you do that?
Oh, my gosh.
And by the way, how? In this day and age now, how? It's not a big deal anymore.
No, it's not. And she wasn't a big deal. Then she was.
Right.
Nobody knew who she was.
But I'm talking about the concept of the movie.
Oh, please. Yeah, there's nothing risque about it anymore. No. It's just leave it alone. Leave it alone. If you have not seen the movie 10, watch it. But think back to that time as you watch it. That is my take for now.
All right. We haven't done it in a while, but until we get back to it, which will be later this week, for those people that have never heard a senseless survey, this is where you take upon yourself to become the persona of Kathleen Peluski, a character you've done
for
a while.
Yes, she does polling and surveys.
Yes. And we just call somebody at random.
Right.
And you ask them stupid questions just to see how long they'll last on the air.
Yeah.
We're going to go back to our very first one. And this is how it sounds.
Hello.
Hello, this is Kathleen Peluski, and I'm calling from the Nevada Department of Census Surveys. I was just wondering if you're available to answer a few short questions.
Sure.
It won't take more than 5 minutes. May I ask how many people in your household?
4.
Would you support a 4-day work week?
Of course.
No shirt, no shoes, no service. If someone wears no pants, should they be allowed in the restaurant?
No.
If you only have one eye, are you blinking or winking?
Blinking.
Sir, who was in the kitchen with Dinah?
Can you repeat that one?
Who was in the kitchen with Dinah?
Who'd you say you were again?
Kathleen Peluski from the Nevada Department of Census Surveys. I have one more question. Are you available?
Yeah, I can't wait. Hello?
Should adults be banned? Should adults be banned from using the term "go potty"?
This is ridiculous. What was the question again? With potty,
sir? The question was: should adults be banned from using the term "go potty"?
You know what? This is ridiculous. Goodbye.
Now, of course, we called the guy back. We told him who we were and who gave us his number.
Yes, exactly.
And he was fine with it. He goes, I listen to you guys every morning, but that is what we call a senseless survey.
Sure is.
With Kathleen Pelewski. So if you have somebody that you would like us to do that to.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. That's the first one. I don't know if it's the best one, but it was the first one. Dead or Alive, you spin me around.
Yay!
Finally. Welcome back. To the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, Carla, I have a little bit of sound for you. Places are opening sooner than later in a lot of places, and people are happy about this. Mm-hmm. And I play this only because I'm like 12 years old when I heard it. An executive in New York's Nassau County giving a speech about the reopening of local tennis courts.
Jeez,
which one do you want to be, Beavis or Butthead?
Oh, great. Beautiful.
Got some good news to announce today. Singles only, no doubles. Only every other court. You have to have a court between players. Every player, unless they're from the same household, has to bring their own tennis balls so that you don't touch other people's tennis balls with your hands. You can kick their balls, but you can't touch them. I'm going to blush, sorry. Of course, if you're playing with someone in your household, you can touch those tennis balls. To avoid confusion between whose balls are whose, you can use a marker, like a Sharpie, to mark out, to put an X and put someone's initials on.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
All right. Next, we're going to talk about badminton.
Mm-hmm. If you know what that thing is called.
Oh, my gosh.
When I first heard this, I went...
yeah, exactly.
We gotta play this.
I have to do this? I don't even play tennis. Okay. Oh, all right, boss. Whatever. Fine.
That's New York's Nassau County, if you've ever been there. But clearly, some of the tennis courts are reopened there.
Yes,
so if you want to play tennis, just make sure to bring your own balls, I guess.
Okay.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, this is just weird. Animals have been in the other news for a while now.
Yes.
Down in this small town in Mexico, a bystander in a car shot video of a guy using a lasso to corral a tiger.
Oh, geez.
That was just out roaming the streets.
Wow, okay.
According to the report, the tiger has escaped from a private home.
Oh, yeah. You think? Okay. Wow. All right. We'll get this lasso. He won't chew through this, Bob. That'll be fine.
Have you ever tried to lasso something, really?
Anything. Anything sitting still?
With a rope?
Jeez, dude, they make it look so good when they can do it. Holy moly.
A couple of people robbed a convenience store in Virginia earlier in the month by covering their heads with hollowed-out watermelons.
Yeah, I love this story.
With eye holes.
That's some next-level stuff right there, man.
Now, the good news is the cops have managed to arrest one of the guys. They can't find the other watermelon head.
That's good. That's great. Good.
Wasn't that like the last state to have somebody with coronavirus?
I believe so. Yeah. Yeah. No, it was. West Virginia.
Oh, they're much smarter.
This is just your Virginia, Mike. This is the Virginia original.
Listen, a lot of people will wear masks and stockings over their head. We're going to wear watermelons.
Yeah. This is the state that said, no, you guys go ahead over there. But. With your West Virginia. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Well, here it starts now. Maryland police had to arrest a woman for leaving her children in the car while she got a manicure at a salon that was supposed to be closed because of restrictions.
Uh-huh.
Cops had to break the back window and get the kids out because they'd been locked in there for a couple hours.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're okay. But, you know, police had to shut down the salon, and they charged mom with leaving her kids, a 3-year-old and a 3-month-old, unattended. Well, I needed my nails done. All right, officer, maybe you can understand. Do you have a wife? Maybe you can understand then.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just sad news, really sad. A spaghetti sauce truck crashed in Steuben County, Indiana, Mike.
Oh.
The tanker truck was going too fast, took a curve too fast. Driver lost control. Boom, went over. Driver was fine. But US 20 was closed for 2 hours while crews had to clean up marinara sauce. It was all over the place.
The fact that it's a tanker.
It's a tanker.
It's a tanker of spaghetti sauce.
And what are they just spouting out of it?
It's not like a regular semi with pallets inside of spaghetti. This is a tanker full of spaghetti sauce.
This is to go and load the bottles and jars. This one.
Where they hook up the big hose like at the gas station.
Yeah. Yeah. They and apparently.
And put the jar under
They must be taking it to the factory or something like that. Yes. Come on over. Line up, people.
That's got to taste good.
That had to look like a crime scene. Yeah. Jeez. Oh, my God. What happened, Marge? I don't know. Stay away from it, Stu. Wait a minute.
Go home and get some pasta.
No, it's marinara sauce, honey. It's all right. We're good. Just keep driving.
A tanker.
Oh, my gosh. Yes,
what you hauling?
Tanker truck,
marinara. Got spaghetti sauce. I don't know why that's funny to me.
I know.
It just is.
It is. It actually is. It is, because it's Monday. Your other news.
All right.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
We do it at the end of every show. Leave you with a little good news to start your day with. As Mike said, this could happen anywhere. It could happen right here. Happened in Denver. You know what? They reopened the hair salons there carefully. Well, the first day, a guy went in. It's called Floyd's 99 Barbershop. Love that. It's at the University of Denver. First day, guy went in. End of a woman's shift. 1 o'clock. Got his $27 haircut. He left a tip and so forth, and she looked at it, and he said, no, no, it's not a mistake. He left a $2,500 tip for his $27 haircut. Her coworkers were also given generous tips, $1,000 for the general manager, $500 for the receptionist, and another $1,800 to be divided among the 18 barbers and stylists at this location.
At Floyd's.
Yep, at Floyd's.
Floyd's of Denver.
Floyd's of Denver.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah. Got out of there for just under $6,000 to get a haircut. I know. Good for him. And he said, you know, I know you guys haven't been working, and I just want to help out.
Uh-huh.
So that's nice. Diana, you're not going to get that from me, but, no.
If
but
you're
I'll
listening.
Tip you well. Yes, I will. I still got a few weeks to go.
Boy, oh boy. That's why we always say if you have a feel-good story of your own, we want to hear about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page, or better yet, give us your version on it at 702-739-9636. When we're on the air, we'd love to hear about your feel-good story. All right, 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. We're talking commercial-free, baby.
Yep.
Wendy Rush going to keep you company, whether you're at work, at home, doesn't matter how you're listening, through the radio, smart speakers. She'll be here all throughout the midday. Recapping the show, a couple of new COVID-19
songs.
Spiritual songs.
Yes,
that help
yes,
you
somewhat, guys. Yes.
From Alice Cooper and Pat Benatar, of all people.
Yeah.
What we have found out about our neighbors. Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you hear about the parades and the block parties where everybody stays on their own lawn.
Right.
But then there's the flip side.
Where people are getting sick every morning and...
all I hear is them yakking at 7 o'clock every
morning.
Right,
and I smell pot constantly. Jeez.
Well, and then the Bringing Back Senseless Surveys.
Yes.
We aired the very first one we did months ago. To give you an idea, we're going to start doing those as we return back to the normal, of course. So, anyways, we had a good morning. Hopefully you did, too.
Yes.
Do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. We're back tomorrow morning.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3 KKLZ.